my head. I hear music in the air. Up above my head, I hear music in the air. Up above my head, I hear music in the air. Ooh, I really do believe, really do believe there's a joy somewhere. Up above my head, I hear singing everywhere.
Singing everywhere.
Up above my head, I hear singing everywhere.
Singing.
Up above my head, I hear singing everywhere. Oh, I really do believe, really do believe there's a joy somewhere. I hear music in the air. All in this room, I hear music in the air. All in this room, I hear music in the air. Oh, I really do believe there's a joy somewhere.
Welcome to those that are in our sanctuary. Welcome to those that are viewing us online as we continue to take and celebrate the gift which God has given to us in the community of faith here in this place. I'm Pastor Craig Larson, and Pastor Mike is not here because of he did this last weekend. Ben and Taylor were married last weekend, and everything went really well. And it's just amazing that Mike and Kristen were able to take and be there and be part of that, as truly there's nothing like being in, and getting to marry and perform the ceremony for one of your kids. So We just continue to pray for Ben and Taylor and the life that they began officially last weekend, as truly we remember all that wonderful gift of love that God has given to all of us. And so, having said that, did you know at Desert Hills we celebrate and we make disciples who really do make a difference, and you do, reflecting the love that God has provided because of his son, Jesus Christ. Just a few announcements to lift up this afternoon. I note that the celebration of life for Ray Robinson is going to be Friday, October 13th at 12 p.m. If you're able to come, please do so and support Kay. If not, please remember the family in your prayers. I'd like to thank all of you who have already donated to the monthly food bank. The bins are out in the hallways, as of course this is the first weekend of the month, so that we can continue to take and provide food for those who are in need. If you forgot this weekend, note that that happens at the first weekend of every month, or if you bring in food during the week, we'll make sure that it gets to the right place. Tuesday, October 3rd, this coming Tuesday, we're going to be having a blood drive, and please, if you would like to donate blood that's so necessary, you can register at redcross.org, or you could use 1-800-RED-CROSS to set up your appointments so that it becomes easy in and out. And again, a reminder that they're going to be collecting blood in the chapel area and not the fellowship hall. So that worked out really well last month, and they loved it, and it worked out. So I think they have a new home. So even if you don't give blood this month, note that that's probably where it's going to be collected as we continue to provide that wonderful need. This coming Thursday marks the first of our Stephen ministry classes. If you have thought about being a Stephen minister and are interested, call the church office like Monday or Tuesday so that we can make sure. But the first class and the first series begins this Thursday at 9 o'clock. And then just a special plea for those who are of the male persuasion. We'd like to have more men involved in the Stephen ministry. We know that there are some that are waiting to have that. So if you are a man and are thinking that this might be a way for you to serve God, just call the church office and so that we can continue to take and have that discussion with you. October 12th, on Thursday at 9:30, we're going to be having our first of our new members classes that Pastor Mike is going to be doing. Just make and give a phone call to the church office so that we can make sure to put you on the list. Truly a wonderful place in which we are to continue to celebrate and to become this community of faith that God has so empowered us to be. Well, those are the announcements this day. Let's take a moment as we pause and begin our service with prayer. Almighty God, we thank you that you have called us, you have gathered us, you have brought us here. Your Spirit has driven us to this place. So truly, God, we're able to hear your word of wonder, your word of grace, your word of forgiveness. God, we pray that you continue to be with those who are near to us. We say a special prayer this day for Mike and Kristen's son, Ben, and his new wife, Taylor. Continue to be with them as they begin this life together. Lord, we come as your children. We come filled with the knowledge that you have claimed each one of us. So now, O God, as we open up our hearts and open up our lives and open up our wonderful voices, we get a chance, Lord, to give you our praise and our thanksgiving. In your blessed name we pray. Amen. We sing our opening songs.
Let him always walk beside me. Let him take my hand and guide me. Let me live in the light of his love. Till I reach that great tomorrow, where there'll be no pain and and sorrow, let me live in the light of His love. Let me live, let me live in the light love can give. Let it shine like the sun above. Let me feel every ray, every night and every day. Let me live in the light of His love. When my soul is heavy laden, seems like all my dreams are fading, let me live in the light of His love. For a heart past filled with sadness, He can touch and fill with gladness. Let me live in the light of His love. Let me live, let me live in the light love can give. Let it shine like the sun above. Let me feel every ray, every night, and every day. Let me live in the light of His
Please join in our litany, spoken responsively. Come, let us worship our Savior and Lord, who was exalted by God and given the name above every name, and who is the object of our confession and praise. Come, let us worship the Lord, who is our example and teacher, who emptied himself and became a servant, who humbled himself and became obedient to death on a cross. Come, let us worship the Lord, who is our inspiration and power, who works in us to fulfill His good purpose, who gives us the humility of Christ and the spirit of unity.
We come to worship the Lord, who is our strength and praise.
Amen.
I love to sing, sing, sing. I love to sing. Sing about the beauty in God's plan. I love to sing, sing, sing. I love to sing. Singing a song I understand. Early in the morning, at the first dawning, I hear the beauty in a song. When the birds start singing, when the hills start ringing, inviting the world to sing along. I love to sing, sing, sing. I love to sing. Sing about the beauty in God's plan. I love to sing, sing, sing. I love to sing. Singing a song I understand. The majestic mountains, overflowing fountains. God paints a picture of pure love in every flower, blooming by the hour, kissed by the sunshine up above. I love to sing, sing, sing. I love to sing. Sing about the beauty in God's plan. I love to sing, sing, sing. I love to sing. Singing a song I understand. Creation, singing about the beauty in the land. Great expectation, what a real sensation. He holds the world right in his hand. I love to sing, sing, sing. I love to sing. Sing about the beauty in God's plan. I love to sing, sing, sing. I love to sing. Singing a song I understand.
Today's scripture readings are from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, view others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but to each of you to the interests of the others. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Came a light as bright as day, with a song of love and words of kindness, he came to show the way. Oh, his face was not recorded, or the color of his skin, but his words wrote down upon the darkness and touched is shining. Let it shine through you and me. Let it wash away all fear and sorrow. Let it set
Paul's letter continues with verse 5. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. And at that name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each heart here this morning in the sanctuary and this afternoon for those who are watching online be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, we do pray. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ, the risen Son of God. Amen. Remember the one thing. You've heard this, where two or three are gathered in my name, there you shall have two or three opinions. One of the things is like Paul's letter to the people of Philippi, and when we're talking about that, and that's something that it took me a while to understand, when Paul was talking to the church of Philippi, he was talking to maybe this many people. So trying to get this many people to agree on something, to have that same mindset. Hear the letter that he writes, and he says, "Then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one mind." That doesn't mean we can't have our own idea. But it's that idea, it is that understanding of saying that, yes, together, as long as we remember the one thing. It allows us to keep that perspective in such a wonderfully real way. To understand that the reason why we come, the reason why we gather, is because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why we do what we do. That's why we come together. That's why we're able to sing the beautiful, wonderful music, to hear God's word, to do everything that we do in and amongst and around as God's people. Because we've been instructed, and don't lose sight of the fact that that is the reason we gather. The reason why we come together is because of the message of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. But sometimes that's easier said than done, isn't it? It's one of those things of where from the very beginning we hear these words of Paul and know that everybody is trying to figure out how in the world do we understand and how do we explain and how do we share about what this wonderful gospel is about. How do we declare to those who have not heard the word the best parts of Jesus? And Paul is trying so desperately for the people to grasp that they are to have that suffering, that servant heart, to be like the one who we worship, to be like the one who has died for our sake. But we do get distracted, don't we? From the very beginning, the Council of Nicaea, from about 317-19, tried to figure out how in the world we were going to take one declaration of faith. And so one of the great things is that most of the different diagrams of it has got about 50 people all sitting around yelling their own opinion. Maybe you've been to meetings like that. Where it's like literally, and so we are going to confess the Nicene Creed today. Because when you talk about the trying to establish and trying to understand what it is that we believe, it's an encapsulation of that wonderful word. And the biggest difference is that from the Apostles' Creed to the Nicene Creed, it has that word we. We. Because truly that sense of community and faith that we are able to take and celebrate and recognize. But even those church guys, and it was guys, okay, they were having so much trouble getting along and whatnot, and some just basically said, I'm not going to believe that one, and they took up their toys and went home. You ever been that frustrated? Of literally doggone it anyway, I'm not getting my way, so lo and behold, I'm going to go home. When we were first talking about this sermon today, and I was thinking about the one thing, and we were thinking about how to do it, and it just was not going to happen, so guess what? You'll have to use your imaginations a little bit. How many of you have seen the movie City Slickers? You can raise your hand. You can admit it if you want. But Jack Palance is up there on the horse. And he looks to Billy Crystal and he says, you just got to remember the one thing. And Billy Crystal goes, well, what's that? That's what you have to figure out. The one thing. That one thing that drives your life, that one thing that truly you're able to take and recognize, that one thing, and yes, at the end of the movie, Billy Crystal says, I understand the one thing. When we talk about God, when we talk about his son, Jesus Christ, it helps us to realize what that one thing is and how important that really is. And so when you see clearly through that telescope that's up there is that literally you see that cross clearly. And if you keep that cross in your head, that empty cross of Jesus Christ, you will go far. It will put everything else in perspective. Think about what churches argue about. How many of you have been part of a discussion of, I don't like that color of carpet. I don't think we should have those paraments hanging right there. These are paraments, by the way. Fill in your own blank. Okay. I don't know if we should have pews or chairs. Ooh. But you start thinking about that, and one of the things that somebody, I think it was my dad that told me a long time ago, he said, shoot, now I'm giving you stuff. I shouldn't do that. Will it matter in 5 years? Now we're going to talk a little bit closer to home. I've waited for 5 months for this sermon. What none of you, we're recording this too. How many of you have entered into the sanctuary and found somebody sitting in your pew? I'll just let that one simmer a little bit. What are they doing? They can't sit there. I sit there. Well, one of the fun things is get what? Your name's on that, not on that pew. The hilarity about this wonderful place of Desert Hills is that nobody was born here. You can't claim that pew. And there's nothing more fun and adventurous than going to a different worship service, is there? Somebody else is sitting in my pew at the 8 o'clock service. But I make fun of that because it's so much a part of who we are, isn't it? We walk in and there's that part that goes, oh gosh, I don't think I can worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because Reuben is sitting in my pew. Yeah. And you go, and then hopefully you've got a spouse that goes, oh, don't be dumb. But it's those things that we hang on to, isn't it? It's like we think that those things are what's important to church. It's like, oh my gosh, you fill in your own blank, and then I just pray with all my heart and with all my soul that you realize that perhaps because you end up sitting in a different spot, you get to meet different people that needed to hear and needed to see and needed to experience you. Now, granted, and I will say this, that in my entire life growing up, going to a home congregation, we always sat within the fourth to the sixth pew on this side. I could tell you on one hand, and I think it's only been 5 times that I ever sat on this side of the church. 2 of those 5 times is that's where the baptismal family sat. So I get it. I get it. But it's that idea of helping us always to grasp and realize the promise that we are a community of faith, that we are people that have come to this place in a wide variety of backgrounds and gifts and skills and promises and all of those treasures that God gives to us. And that no matter who we are and no matter where we are and no matter where we sit, even if it's at home sitting and watching us online, God has reached us, God has taught us, and God has showed us, and has continually reminded us about what is important. We get a chance always in the community of faith, and Paul didn't want them to always think alike. No, that wasn't it. He didn't want to do a robotish type of an understanding. He wanted people to understand and have their opinions, have their suggestions, and have all of those things that make up that community of faith. Paul wanted that. But he also wanted them to realize not to become distracted and to remember what the one thing is. That one thing. Because Paul knew that coming together, bringing together a church, bringing together a group of people, gathering people together today in church and literally as fellow Christians, we get a chance to take and understand that each one of us come from a slightly different understanding or how we were raised. But for some silly reason, God has brought all of us together here in this moment, in this time, filled with His Spirit so that we can continue to take and realize the oneness and that message that God is so inspired for. That has inspired us because of His Son. And here's the joy. Here is the joy of coming together so that it's not just me, it's not just you, it's not just Amber sitting over here either. I thought I'd bring you right in there. But it's that together we are able to be the body of Christ. And one of the joys of that is truly in our dig deeper today. Did you catch that? I actually gave you that sign. See how that works? Think of a time when you were shown a better way to do something that you never would have thought about. And in that moment, In that moment, you know that you don't have to do it alone. In that moment, you are allowing for God's Spirit to act not only within yourself, but through another. And you see, that is the joy. That is the joy that comes from believing in that promise that God has given to us. And that promise that, yes, by our human nature, we somehow get clouded, distracted, derailed. And Paul and God and our Savior Jesus Christ and His Spirit just draws us back in, cleans off our glasses, and allows us to see clearly, clearly His cross, His suffering, His death for us, for you, for me. Today, please, please remember the one thing, because it will get you through the most difficult, challenging times of your entire life. Because our Savior has come for us. Amen. Almighty God, help us, Lord. Sometimes help us, Lord, to get out of our way. Help us from the distractions that continue to take and just seem to bombard us every moment of every day. Help us, Lord, throughout all the confusion and through all the blurriness, help us to see You clearly. In Your name we do pray. Amen. We continue.
Together, let us affirm our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light. True God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We will now have the gathering of offerings.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out to find where love begins. Every word of every story, every star in every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. As long as I shall live, I will testify, Lord. I'll be a witness in the silences when words are not enough. With every breath I take, I give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify, Lord. From the mountains to the valleys, from the rivers to the sea, every hand that reaches out, every hand that reaches out to offer peace, every simple act of mercy, every step to kingdom come, all the hope in every heart will speak what love has done. For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love. I'll be a witness in the silences when words are not enough. With every breath I take, I give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love. For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love. I'll be a witness in the silences when words are not enough. With every breath I take, I give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love. Testify to love.
Psalm 25 reminds us to seek God's wisdom. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Let us pray. Almighty God, we come this day to give you our thanks, our prayers, our gifts of time, and the ability to proclaim your good news to a world that is in need of your word of hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We pray for those who have recently died, including Sheila Westrich, Ray Robinson, Carolyn Larson, and Shirley Beach. O Lord, receive them into the arms of your eternal love. We pray that you would be with their family and friends who grieve. May they always know the resurrection and the peace that passes all human understanding. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. New to the prayer list are Terry Clayton, Betsy Martin, and Jim and Jane Botlinger. Leaving the prayer list with thanksgiving for healing are the Hussey family. We pray for all who continue to be on our prayer list and for those who we know to be in special need of your care and compassion. We now silently pray to bring our own cares and concerns before you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. O Lord, we pray for our broken world, those who are in the midst of conflicts and whose very lives are threatened. We pray for those who are giving care and compassion in the most challenging of circumstances. Give them a sense of knowing that they are not alone in their struggles. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. O Lord, be with us when we find ourselves distracted by actions that get in the way of remembering that you are the one thing. Help us to know that you are our strength, that we can lean upon you when we fall short. Help us to reflect the life that you laid down for each one of us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. O Lord, remind us of the gift of your hope and your presence as we look forward to the ongoing promise of your love, as we enter into this new week of possibilities. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Remember us according to your steadfast love as we offer these and the prayers of our heart, trusting in your compassion made known through Jesus Christ. Amen.
We hear the promise this day, and in the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. And when he'd given thanks, he gave it to all to drink, saying, "Take and drink, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people. For the forgiveness of sin, do this in the remembrance of me." Together we pray. Our Father in heaven, Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. For those who are online, this is the body of Christ broken for you. Take and eat. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink and come and join in the celebration of God's community as truly we have been claimed and we have been called as God's children. The invitation is here. Know that there is gluten-free wafers. The dark color is wine. The light color is grape juice. Come as the ushers direct, for truly we celebrate that promise that God gives to us now and forever. Amen.
See a man from heaven. Come and see and hear him speak. He has seen the face of God. Come and see. Come and see this Jesus of Nazareth. Could it be, could it be, we will see the face of God. A voice crying in the wilderness, a voice from the sky. A still small voice deep inside, a voice still ringing in my ears, saying, follow me, follow me, and I will show you my Father. Come and see. Come and see a man from heaven. Could it be, or could it be, we will see the face of God. And could it be, or could it be, we will see the face of God.
Hear the blessing this day. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you God's peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand as we sing.
restless waves, send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us pray that grace may everywhere abound. Send the light, send the light. Let the Christ-like spirit everywhere be found. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for the crown above. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let it shine forevermore.
Go in peace and remember, the one thing is to serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine